Leise war gestern, der Time for Metal Podcast.
Ein herzerfrischendes Moin Moin und guten Tag hier bei Leise war gestern, dem Time for Metal Podcast. Auch heute nochmal am fast letzten Tag ein Special vom 70.000 Tons of Metal Cruise hier mitten irgendwo in der Karibik. Ich glaube, ich habe Kuba aus dem Fenster sehen können. Ich sitze hier nicht alleine. Ihr wisst ja, das macht keinen Spaß und deswegen habe ich hier jemanden bei mir, ja, in der deutschen Sprache nicht so hundertprozentig mächtig ist, deswegen switchen wir gleich rüber ins Englische. Aber jeder, der kein Englisch versteht, der kann natürlich bei Time for Metal EU vorbeischauen. Da mache ich ein kleines Transkript, auch in deutsche Sprache. So now I switch over. I'm sitting here together with the two of the nice guys from the Viking Folk Metal Band. So is it, would you say it's correct?
Yeah.
Heide Folk, hi.
Hello, hi.
Hi, guten Morgen.
Ah, guten Morgen, yeah. So for me, I can just say, Goede dag.
Oh,
en het is prettig je kennis te maken.
Oh.
But that's everything I know for in the Dutch.
Dankeschön.
Und wir reden auch ein bisschen Deutsch, aber ich denke nicht in die Morgen.
So after a couple of rum, then it's...
Then
the tongue is very, very, very easy.
Yeah.
I just want to do a little theme roulette. So as I told you before, it's a random topic. I will hand over and we chat about this after 7.5 minutes. We get kicked out. Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
I take a look what I have chosen. Here it is. So I press on start and the topic is album, EP, single, live, or best of. What kind of media formats?
Well, that's a nice.
So, and I always hand over the question to my guests. So
for me, this is really simple. Album. Absolutely.
As best or. So you, from this you say this is the best.
This is the best format to enjoy music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly because on an album you have songs that carry each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the hits on it, but you also have like the smaller songs that were not supposed to be hits, but they carried the other songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think as a creative band, as a creative person, you know, it's the best canvas to paint pictures with and to tell stories with, because you know, you're not bound to this one single song or item that you can talk about. You can actually make the whole journey throughout an album, and you know, it's it provides a lot more creative space, as they say.
I think it's hard just if you say how do you write a drama or whatever, it's always with an intro, with a middle part, there's something, and that's very hard to just put in one song. I understand this.
Yeah, well, you see this a lot when bands only put out singles.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a beginning, then a middle part, and they try to put everything. They put an album in a song.
It's like a recipe.
Yeah. And then afterwards, they have to cut it down because, you know, 8-9 minutes, normally you have a single for like four minutes maybe. So you have to cut down and then you always get disappointed. So when you make an album, it's just, you know, you have one song that's heavy, another song that's more mellow, and they complement each other.
So you say the storytelling is easier on an album.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You've got way more space to do it.
But is there a benefit to say, okay, just a single or an EP?
Yeah. I think the greatest benefit of that is that you can get it out quicker. I mean, it doesn't always apply to the recording process because, you know, it's the same time you spend on that, but you know, it's possibly faster to release a couple of singles or an EP than, you know, launching a whole new album with everything that comes with it.
But I always have the feeling that isn't it disappointing when you create an album? I always say, okay, you put all the power in more or less each and every song. In the end, two or three songs will get big.
Yeah.
And the rest will, let's say, die on the silver.
It's the name of the game.
Yeah, but it keeps you also creative in a way. It's not all about shooting for hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's about telling a story, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes you explore something from yourself when you're writing an album, mm-hmm. and you write a song in a totally different style, and you're like, oh my God, but this is really good on the album. Normally I would not release this as a hit. Maybe they wouldn't recognize it as Heidevolk or any other band. But when it's on the album, it's just, it's part of the whole. Sometimes a song like that picks up. So yeah, you challenge yourself.
But I've always feel, so for example, Trivium released an album, I think 2017.
Yeah.
And there was a song called Through Blood and Dirt and Bone.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it's really the biggest song on the whole album,
mm-hmm.
but it never released as a single. It was just played in the release tour.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they never picked this song up again. So as a fan, I think it's always, on the one side, I understand this. On the other side, I think that's a pity. So
I don't think you have to think about it like that. It's not a pity. I mean, the song is there, and there are different types of listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the people who go to Spotify, they go on playlists.
Casual listener.
Yeah, exactly. They go on playlists and they listen whatever's there, and there are mostly the songs with the most likes and the most views, listens. But you have the radio listener, you know, where the DJ decides, maybe sometimes, you know, in a creative way, he thinks, okay, let's get an album track on it. And you have the album listeners. And luckily, we still sell quite a lot of albums, and people listen to this.
So,
I think also numbers on Spotify don't reflect, or just the hits that come out don't reflect what everyone listens
to. It doesn't even reflect the whole of the band.
Yeah,
and it's usually a part of, you know, what you produce as a band and what you write.
Yeah, and I talked with a thrash metal band, so a very new thrash metal band. We say, okay, the new type of creating music is releasing singles, because of Spotify algorithm and so on. You know the game, but they said it doesn't even matter. So we do this because we need to do. But we also release everything on cassette because our listeners, fans, they are like really cassettes. Like to. Is that cassette? Come on, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think it's also nice just to see, okay, everyone's living in his own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And could be that what you say for you shouldn't need fit for everyone. Yeah.
No, exactly.
So that's fine. It's really fun. That's the reason why you can pick up a topic like this always again.
No, absolutely. Yeah. A funny part is when you do this again in like 10 years, the answers may be totally different.
I think
still musicians would choose for an album.
I don't think,
I mean, there are musicians that only put out singles, but mostly those singles build up to an album.
Mm-hmm.
Because also for your recordings, I mean, you don't go to a studio, get all out for just one or two songs.
It's just not feasible.
No, exactly.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, you have this studio setup, you have the mix, etc. So, it's just, you know, you have to record like 10, 15 songs and you build up with singles towards an album. And I don't think that, I mean, maybe for some bands that can change, maybe bands that have an easier arrangement, easier recording process. But for the bands that are traditionally recording, I mean, we get a choir on, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cannot call those guys. I mean, 24 guys, we cannot call them for like, hey, we have one song. Could you come over to the studio? And
that's very hard. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. So it mostly builds up to an album. I also think, you know, when we start writing, there's like a whole storyline and idea behind it,
and that's what we want to get out.
It doesn't stop with
it. It doesn't fit into a single.
But is it that you also say you create a song to fit the story, or do you create a song to create a song?
Either way, I think sometimes it works one way.
And stop.
That's okay.
That's the game. That's the game.
Yeah.
And it's always hard. It's always hard.
Yeah.
But when I do this online, so the normal recordings are not made face to face. So that's special also for me.
Right.
But when I do this online, I'm the only person who sees the timer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always. And that my guest gets a heartbreak.
Always.
But it is as it is. So here on the cruise, do you enjoy that you have a free day today? No gig to play, just gigs to see?
Well, we love playing gigs. So if we could have played 4 days in a row, we would.
Yeah, so basically it's a yes and no. Nice to have no real
stress
or whatever obligations. I mean, we can... we can party, we can drink, whatever. But we just came back from a headline tour, and then we played like 100 minutes every night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what we love to do. So if we could play every day, we'd love to. But then again, we mustn't complain.
Exactly.
We're on a boat in the Caribbean and we have a day off. And I mean,
yeah. You use the time in the airplane just to sleep and then go again on the next stage.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
If it would fit, yeah. Is there anything a fan will see this year from you coming up? So you're now coming from a headliner tour. So any plans for 2024?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We have UK and Ireland coming up with Hillstorm and Korpiklaani.
Mm-hmm. We've got some summer festivals coming up.
Summer festivals. And we're planning for the end of the year. So, yeah, we said this at the beginning of this year, we'll double down on the touring. And that's what we will do.
We have something to compensate for a couple of years.
It makes sense.
And
it'll pot it up inside of it.
and you really spread the Dutch language in the world. And that's I really like that you don't take translate everything to whatever, just take what's yours. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it fits. So it fits. You're 8,000 kilometers away from home and it fits.
It's so fine.
For the end, so we are payers for license. So we pay licenses for bands to put their songs in our outro, and you have the honor to decide which song we should use.
Okay.
In this episode, so you can put your heads together and decide.
Yeah.
All right.
What song do you like?
I think you already mentioned it, and maybe that's the story of that's the song, the theme of this boat.
Yeah, it's about drinking, of course. It's about drinking. It's about drinking with friends, this one. This is a song that we call Drink met de Goden.
Drink met Goden.
Drink
met drinking with balls.
Drinking with the gods.
With the gods. With the Odin. With Odin. Okay. Exactly. Okay.
What did you understand?
Odin. That's a German word for balls.
Oh, right. So
it's also nice. Also nice.
Yes, we'll drink with a boat as long as the boat doesn't drink us.
Drink with Odin, yeah.
Drinking with the gods. Yeah. It's
Drink met de Götter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're here, and the nice thing about this boat, I mean, everyone knows this, you can talk with whoever, you know, and especially after the pandemic times, a lot of friends we only see on tour or on festivals, and we haven't seen them in quite a time. So right now, a lot of them are here.
It's a really good chance to socialize. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's also drinking with gods.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks a lot for having
me. You're welcome. Likewise.
Yeah. And liebe Zuhörer, schaltet wieder ein, wenn es wieder heißt. Leise war gestern der Tag für den Podcast.
Tschüss.